Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Editor, chief lead writer for Silver and Black Pride, SB Nation, on Twitter, at Levi Damian. Levi, how are you?
I am good, Zach. You missed your calling.
Don't flatter me because I know I can't sing. What's funny is that everybody thinks that I can sing because of my voice. They're like, you must be a great singer. And I'm like, it's the opposite. I am horrendous at singing. I have no tone. I'm tone deaf. It's all bad. But Levi, let's start there. Were you surprised by the move? Because I think most people in the media and most of Raider Nation thought that it would be Ken Norton Jr. that got let go and not Bill Musgrave. Were you shocked at the decision, and do you think it was the right one?
I was surprised at the decision. Looking back on it, there probably shouldn't have been as much surprise, and I don't mean necessarily the difference between whether keeping Ken Norton and getting and not bringing Musgrave back, but that they put the blame on Marcus Robertson for the defense's woes. And the reason why I say there probably shouldn't have been as much surprise is because once it had happened, I immediately thought to myself, it's like, aha. Because if you listen to what Jack Del Rio said in his presser after the season, what did he do but say the number one problem that the Raiders had was explosive plays, and that falls squarely on the secondary. So essentially what he was saying is, he's like, yeah, our defense was bad, but one specific area of the defense was bad, and that was the secondary. And then you look at And then you question that a lot, really, because they bring in Sean Smith, and you think this secondary is finally NFL caliber, supposed to be one of the better in the league. And then with David Amerson, after having such a great season last year, he seemed to have kind of taken a step back. And I think, obviously, based on the moves that were made, he put the blame on Robertson for Sean Smith not playing up to the way he'd been playing in Kansas City, and Amerson for not playing as well as he did last season.
Well, help me out with this, because it seems like it's a constant debate. And look, I do sports radio, and it's multiple times a week, and you got to find something to talk about. But it always seems like it comes down to personnel versus scheme. And I argue way more that personnel is more important than scheme. You can make a guy calling the plays look a lot better when you have the good players there. And for Ken Norton Jr., the personnel was not there. And for Musgrave, while they were seventh in the league in offense, he had the personnel. So maybe they thought they could be better, right?
Well, that's another thing you look at, because just like the defense, where they put the blame on the secondary coach, it seems like with the offense they gave the credit to the quarterback's coach.
Yeah,
because Derek Carr was the kind of carried this offense throughout the season, and you think, well, how could they possibly break up that that chemistry if he was playing so well? Working with that offensive coordinator, why would they break up that chemistry? It seems, based on the moves made, you have to think, well, maybe they were thinking that maybe, because you can't really know, obviously, unless you're on the inside of this, whether it was the combination of the two, whether it was Derek Carr who was making the plays despite the calls that were coming down onto the field. And so they figure, well, the guy that maybe not just giving the credit to the offensive coordinator, but they had to make a decision. Because Downing was in demand, right? Supposedly there were like four or five different teams who were considering him as a candidate for their offensive coordinator position. So the Raiders figured, we have to make a decision. If we keep Musgrave, we lose Downing. If we keep Downing, he needs to be promoted, and that means we need to let Musgrave go. So again, they gave the credit to the quarterback's coach, and they're moving forward.
Yeah, I think ultimately, I think you hit the nail right on the head there. I think they realized that they basically had to make a decision, and while Musgrave was not terrible, he was probably above average, they thought that a guy that was well sought out after it from other teams would be a better option than what they had there. And that's the part that I love about it, that while you were very good, you want to be great. So make the move. I was all for it. Levi Damian, editor, chief lead writer, Silver and Black Pride. good enough to join me. Zachariah Solo Dolo here on 95.7 The Game. When you look at the can we do a little I hate to put you on the spot. I didn't prepare you for this, but can I give you a rapid fire, unrestricted free agent keep or let go for these players, assuming the price is right? Can we do that?
Sure.
Malcolm Smith.
Let go.
Nate Allen.
The price is right. That's a tough one. I have to say
Bob Barker. Let go.
I have to say let go.
DJ Hayden.
Let go.
Matt McGloin.
Let go.
Andre Holmes.
Keep.
Menelik Watson.
Oh, keep.
Perry Riley.
Keep.
Darren Bates.
Keep.
Brandon Tarwick.
Keep.
Michael Rivera.
Let go.
Stacy McGee.
Keep.
And then the big one, Latavius Murray.
Keep. You missed one, though.
Who?
Who I think is the biggest free agent the Raiders have right now, and that's DeMeco Autry.
Oh, not on this list.
He's not unrestricted. That's why. He's a restricted free
agent. Aha. Aha.
But I think he's the number one guy that they have to slap a tender on him and keep him.
Okay, so the only one that we disagreed on, because I had my own answers to all those players, the only one that we disagreed on was Michael Rivera. The reason why I would keep him around, look, he's not good at run blocking. We all know that. But I think it's a good compliment to Lee Smith, who obviously got injured. And I think that was a pretty a big blow for the Raiders that nobody really talked about as the season went along, because he doesn't play in a glorified position. But why not Michael Rivera as a pass catcher? You don't like him there at the tight end spot?
I like him a lot. But you look at what they – when Lee Smith was healthy, mm-hmm. Rivera was inactive. They weren't even using him. They just didn't have him as part of the game plan. Now, granted, without Musgrave there, there is a possibility – So, you know what, you know, I was thinking of it in terms of what the Raiders were doing with Musgrave as the offensive coordinator. So, you know, I think I'd probably have to change my answer on that now that I think about it. And I hate to be wishy-washy, but I really was shortchanging the possibility that they should bring him back based solely on the game plan last season, not my personal opinion of Rivera, which I think he's their best pass-catching tight end. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I think this. So, yeah, I'm going to change my mind on that. Absolutely. And you also forgot one other guy.
Hmm. Condo. What's up with my list, man? I'm not going to bust the source out, but if I'm missing two guys on my list, then I got to throw a flag on this this website. Anyways, who else did I miss?
John Condo.
Oh, the long snapper. Yeah. I knew that, but I don't think they put him on there. He's got to come back, right? He's the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring him back because Sebastian Janikowski, I think they'll bring him back. I mean, they'll keep him around, and he's got another season on his contract. You at least have to keep them together for, you know, and you can sign him to, I think he's 36 now, Condo is, I believe.
Yeah.
But he's a long snapper, and they can last a little while.
Keep that together. It's not gonna break the bank, if you know what I'm saying.
No. Give him a couple year deal.
Finally, here, according to CBSSports.com, Jason La Canfora, it sounds like the two sides between Jack Del Rio and the Raiders are working on a contract extension. Has he shown you enough in his first couple of years that he is the guy that should be leading this team, and has kind of pushed back the stigma, I guess you would say, of his stint in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, you have to say so. I mean, he brought a team that was 3-13 to a contender in one season, and now they're, you know, they were within an eyelash of the number one seed and taking the division in the second year. You have to say that he's done it. I'm a little surprised they're doing it just 2 years in. I would think that they would at least, you know, maybe 3 years do it again, but unless he completely took a nosedive in year three, which I don't see happening, that's a great thing. You keep him around if he's done what you wanted him to do, and you can't say he hasn't. So yeah,
I'm with you on like 95% of what you just said. The 5% is just the lingering kind of feeling that Jack Del Rio might be a very, very, very good coach, but not a great coach, which is all anybody cares about is Super Bowls, right? The last team standing that did not lose their last game. I do have a little bit of doubt there, but I agree with you. I think you should probably err on the side of caution and be smart about it and bring them back. Levi Damian, editor-chief, lead lead writer for Silver and Black Pride of SB Nation. Follow him on Twitter at Levi Damian. Always appreciate the time, Levi. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday fun day.
You too.
There you go. Levi Damian. Always great stuff from him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.